Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
Shenanigans listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Shenanigans. And this episode is a mini, so let's get right to it. For this episode's icebreaker, the question is, name an unconventional item in your self-care toolkit.
That's a good one. I don't think,
It doesn't have to be super unconventional, but just like, you know, outside of the massages and bubble baths or anything that just, you know, helps relax you. Like, for instance, mine is ASMR videos. I really love them. I've been watching one every night before I go to bed because they just relax me.
It's part of me, I can't watch them, but then it's part of me that enjoys it. It's weird. It's like, I don't know, just hearing some, like certain noises make me cringe. And it's just like hearing it.
Well, but, yeah, they have different kind. They have like...
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there are certain ones that like, okay, it kind of feels good. But then some, it just, I don't know. Like, I can't see. You know what? I think it's the ones when people are eating. I can't do those.
I knew you were going to say that.
I can't do those. You know, okay, so that helps me kind of think. For me, it would probably be, which is, people might think that it's weird, it's like watching pimples be popped.
Oh, I hate that. It's so nasty.
Or like watching like people's feet get peeled.
You're one of those? Feet, Jenny. Okay, the pimples, yeah. I could darn near give you. Feet.
And here's the thing. I mean, yes, I like feet in general, but it's like, it makes...
Wait, I don't think I ever knew this about you.
Yes.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense because, I mean, it's not a cut. But Jenny, don't you like stuff being done to your feet?
Or doing, yes.
That would it's be too early for this.
I understand that because I do enjoy the rug cleaning videos. Watching the dirt get off of the rug, watching them clean it and push away the dirt and spray away the dirt. And they take the pressure washer and it's so good.
Wow.
Now I should be sure.
I don't know that I have any weird ones like that. I really am trying to think. Because it's not weird, it's just freaky. Oh, that's the first one that came to my mind. But let me think of something else. I
didn't say weird. I just said unconventional.
As a self-care practice? Okay, yeah. I'm just going to have to say masturbating and leave it at that. That's all I have.
Unconventional.
You said that's conventional? Okay, that's what I thought too. And that's why I was like, let me think of something else. I don't have one. That's interesting. I mean, I kind of, I don't have any, I don't know. I like do planning things.
Like, what do you, like, say more. What are you planning?
Life or... But like outfits, so like I'll make like new Pinterest boards for stuff that I don't need, and then I'll just And then I'll just go down the rabbit hole of finding all these different random things. So then I like to organize the board. So then I'll organize it by type or theme or style or season.
Relax. That's cute.
Yeah.
I think that's cute. I think that's so cute. That's not typical. I think people don't.
Okay.
They probably use Pinterest boards for something. I don't know.
I mean, they can be anything. I have like home organizational ones, home cleaning ones. I have food ones, clothes ones, all kind of stuff.
Getting organized can relax you. So mm-hmm. I get it. Well, you guys are crazy. And I love that. So for this mini episode's hot topic, we are going to talk about social media sharing. And I wanted to ask you all, how do you decide what you want to share on social media?
You know, I think for me, I think I'm still kind of figuring this out. I feel like I'm still kind of figuring it out. I think when I think about sharing things, like, I feel like I want it to be something that in whatever shape or form, in a way, inspires people. But then it's like, you know, like Jennifer, you ain't got to be in that. Like, you don't have to be turned on to that all the time. And mm-hmm. so I try to be mindful of that. Because I used to be uncomfortable posting things just cause, and it's like, I would overthink it, but mm-hmm. I would say, you know, things that are inspiring. You know, I like to make people laugh. Because, you know, I think that at some point I might go into comedy. And so I think.
Now, wait, you know, a minute.
Wait a minute. What?
I think making people laugh. So, yeah.
But Jenny, you. Okay. Because we all have various degrees of what we share or how we share. And you probably. It's not a probably. You share the least. Mm-hmm. And you just be posting gym pics now. So how people, like, what do you post that's funny?
When I do post something, like, I don't post on my page.
No, I wasn't trying to. I wasn't
on my story. Like, I feel like when I do post things, like, I like to post funny things. Or mm-hmm. if it's, like, inspiration. But that's kind of some of the things that I think about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you making that face, Aisha?
I'm still stuck at the comedian, the inspirational comedian. That's all.
Right. It's better than her saying she was a party promoter. And she only posted.
Because she was.
Years ago.
It wasn't that long ago. Okay. I'm just glad that you were.
Y'all just won't ever let that die, will y'all? Years ago. Like, I've been posting different things since.
Jenny, there are things that you do that we can never let die. Like the flash drive. I'm talking about this. Those will never die for us.
Okay, y'all.
Now that is what you should go into comedy about.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, y'all are so funny. So do you feel like there will ever, like, do you think you'll ever post like your day-to-day, Jenny, or like?
It's not that, here's the thing, when it comes to social media, it's not that I don't want to, it's just, like, throughout the day, I don't have the time to. So it's like, a lot of the things, like, you know, I just don't have the time to do, unless it's, like, before work or after work. So, yeah. I feel like there's days where I'm posting more, but then it's just inconsistent. So I feel like there are times where I might post more things, but then there's days where I don't post anything. So it's like, I post, but it's just like not consistently.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
You know, you know, how do I decide what's about? I mean, I really just post whatever I want. I mean, I don't know. I think that I became just more comfortable sharing more about my life the more that I did it. And I don't know. I think seeing how people respond to it. But I determine what I will or won't post. I guess what I'm trying to say, my personal gauge, go ahead, for posting is, will I be embarrassed by this? Or is it something that, you know, if I can't take it back, will I feel, you know, a way about it? But if not, then I'll post whatever. Because I guess my thought is whatever I put out there, if I'm not afraid of somebody seeing it, then I just do it.
That's a good, I guess, meter to decide what you want to post. You know, I go back and forth between wanting to be off the grid and wanting to share. But I really just, you know, mainly post my kid these days. I've become that person. Because she's fun, and she's funny, and she's cute. And so, and she be doing cute stuff. So I just post her. I just post her, and I feel like prior to having her, I probably posted more of me, like, going out or, like, selfies or I don't know, but I ain't really been taking any of those pictures, those type of pictures lately, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, I just mainly post.
I feel like I have to, like, outside of social media, I feel like one reason why I don't post a lot is because, like, I forget. Like, when I'm in the moment, I just don't think to, like, post in that moment. Or, like, I'll take photos or, like, I'll do videos and then I'll just never, like, share it if it's not in that moment. So I feel like that's what makes... I feel like, for me, that's what's been... I'm not going to say difficult, but one reason why or how I kind of determine what I share.
I think...
Because it's hard for me.
When you said that earlier, I was like, oh, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I have to intentionally turn that off. And maybe a little less more recently because I've been a little bit busier. But if I'm out at breakfast, I'm like, here's what I mean. Here's where I'm at today. Even if I'm not posting, like, what it is. Or I'm probably taking a picture of it with the intention on posting when I leave. And so I don't know. I think my brain is more integrated in sharing, I'm going to say day to day loosely. And so I'm always thinking like, ooh, what am I going to capture today? Almost kind of thing. Hell, I'll post a video the other day of me walking into work and telling people have a good Wednesday. Like, I think that's just how my brain thinks.
Mm-hmm. I never really post in real time, like, very rarely. It's either, like, especially if I go to, like, a concert or, like, some event, it's, I may post, like, a picture of me there, like, one picture, but then other things usually is, like, after it happened. So I never usually post when I'm at the event or doing the activity that I'm posting about.
Yeah, it definitely depends on what it is.
Is there anything that y'all feel like is completely off limits that y'all don't post about?
I'm not currently posting this person I'm dating, so that's off limits. I talk about it.
Did you decide not to do that, or like...
I decided not to do that. I don't usually post who I'm dating anyway. I really only posted Tristan's dad. and that was like after I knew we was probably going to be together and like be together for a while. But
yeah.
But I remember very vividly telling him, please don't post me nowhere. When we first started dating. Like, he was not allowed to post me for, like, months. just because I didn't want anybody like just all up in everything. But I'm usually open that if I am dating somebody and that it is exists and where we go and stuff like that, but not necessarily who it is, because it's not their page, it's my page.
Absolutely, I agree 1,000%. I don't really post a lot about my true feelings with my child, about my child's father. I'll see posts that are relatable, but I don't like to feed into anything negative in that aspect, feel that fire. I just like to pretend it don't exist. So of course I'm gonna lean on like the positive things in my life. So I'm not one of those people that, you know, is gonna petty post that. But I be seeing posts that I agree with about baby daddies. I just like them by myself. I don't repost or share them.
I feel that. I try not to share a lot of negative things too, or I don't share a lot about my family either. People probably like, this girl, only family she got is Tristan, period. But I don't post a lot about that because it'd be a little dysfunctional. And my family isn't super big on social media. So I try to be sensitive to how they feel about, you know, even if I might share something generally, just not to add fire to fire.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, do you have anything that you think is off limits? Or do you have anything that is off limits to you?
Yeah, I would say I probably wouldn't post people that I'm dating. I think that I've made a vow to myself that I probably won't post nobody until I'm married. But that, and then I don't post a lot about my family. I mean, I think that that might be an obvious one, but yeah, I would say it's not like it's off limits, but I just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Some people in my family don't like pictures. Like my mama, I'd be with her. She hates pictures. So mm-hmm. I try to be respectful of that, but I do be with my family a lot, and because I do have a very large family on both sides, so I do talk to them regularly and be with them a lot and be doing stuff, but I just never be posting that because I
think that is so generational. Like my mom can't stand pictures, and if I get her to take a picture, she ain't smiling. I'm like, dang, you happy to be here or no? You want to stand next to me or no? Because you ain't gonna stand next to me I'm with like, my face and not smile. We look just alike. So come on. Exactly. Get with it.
Exactly. Every time me and Zaya take professional pictures, I'm like, you getting in this one? No.
Yes.
No. I said, well, she ain't gonna have no memories.
Oh, yeah, so like, why they don't like being in photos?
No. And I think, but you know what? She's never going to listen to this. But I think it's, she recognizes her aging. Mm. And like, I could tell her she looked cute all day. But if she doesn't feel like it, then she won't. And so I think it's very interesting and probably something we could dive into. I don't know if that's our group thing to talk about, but I think Black women and aging is confidence is an interesting thing because I really think that's where it comes from. I also don't post about my job. Bless it. People don't be knowing where I work. I think people think I ain't got a job. I think they think I do social media all day. And I love that for me. I love that for them. So people don't know my name. People think Aisha Rose my name, which it is. But that's so y'all ain't got to be finding me on the LinkedIns. You don't need to know where I work at. I don't need you asking me for a job. Are we hiring? How much money I make? None of the above. So I usually don't post a doggone thing about where I work at.
Yeah, y'all ain't about to get me fired. because one day I decide to post something funny. So yeah, my last name is not on anything on social media. So you can't find me there. You can't use that. And yeah, I mean, people know the profession that I'm in, but like specifically where I work, no, you can't know that because, like I said, one day if I want to post something because I'm 33 and I'm grown, and you know, I don't need nobody trying to flag, you know, do no weird things.
I think my profile get Tommy, but I do post sometimes that I post say like corporate day. But I'm like, they probably think I'm like Tommy.
I don't think so, because
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Homegirl, you just don't know where.
Yeah, you talk about work. You just don't talk about where. You right. talk about like meetings and... Mm-hmm. So like you talk about work, but people don't need to know. This is a social. There's nothing social about working.
Right. People that need to know, or they know. So
it is a social site, and I think you can determine how much or how little you want to share, and that's your prerogative.
Excuse me.
And that's for everybody. So go follow us at, is it the Aisha Rose? At the Aisha Rose on Instagram and Twitter, at Tenaciously Me. On Instagram, you're going to catch Jenny in the gym, catch her sweat checks. And you can follow me at Banks Like Tyra if you want to see my kid, because that's what I
post. Listen, because there's a thing on the Instagram.
Listen, she's be singing and dancing and talking, and I enjoy sharing my kid. You know, I see posts about people saying like, oh, don't post your kid because people are creepy. But like, again, I don't feed into that. I think my kid brings me a lot of joy, and I think it brings people a lot of joy seeing her. And I have family that live out of town. You know, they don't regularly get to see her. So like, we're focusing on the joy. So I'll say all that to say, don't think too much about what you post. You know, just, it's social. The key word is social media. So be social, and be social on our social handles at @shenanigans_pod on Instagram and Twitter. You know, let us know how much y'all like to share or don't like to share. You know, and let us also know what your unconventional self-care toolkit items are. And Lord willing, we will see y'all back in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.